Oh, now, what shall we have for breakfast? Oh, apples. I must say, you ancient kings and queens don't overfeed your courtiers.
Very funny.
I suppose your majesties know the way all right.
I've never seen these woods in my life before.
Oh.
They're so thick with trees, I can hardly see in any particular direction.
Yeah. I thought all along that we ought to have gone by the river.
You might have said so at the time.
Oh, don't take any notice of her. She's always a wet blanket. You've got that pocket compass of yours, haven't you, Peter?
Here it is.
Well then, we're as right as rain. We've only got to keep on going northwest, across that little river. The, what do you call it? The Rush?
I know. The one that joins the big river at the fords of Bruna.
Or Bruna's Bridge, as Trumpkin calls it. We can cross and strike uphill. We'll be at the Stone Table, Aslan's How I mean, by 8 or 9 o'clock.
I hope you're right. I can't remember all that at all.
That's the worst of girls. They never carry a map in their heads.
That's because our heads have something inside them, unlike some.
Right, we're off then.
Stop!
What's the matter?
There's something following us, or rather, something keeping up with us over there on the left.
I don't see anything.
All the same, Trumpkin. You and I better each have an arrow on the string.
A good idea, Your Majesty.
Right.
Ready.
Let's move on. But keep a sharp lookout.
Yes.
Get it!
Lucy, are you all right?
Yes. What was it?
Look.
Oh, a bear!
Trumpkin beat you in that shooting match, Sue.
I left it too late. I was so afraid it might be, you know, one of our kind of bears. A talking bear.
That's the trouble of it when most of the beasts have gone enemy and gone dumb. But there are still some of the other kind left. You never know when you daren't wait to see.
Poor old bear. You don't think he was?
Not he. I saw the face and I heard the snarl. He only wanted little girl for his breakfast.
Oh.
And talking of breakfast, there's good eating on a bear. It would be a shame to leave the carcass without taking a bit, and it won't delay us more than half an hour. I dare say you two youngsters, kings, I should say, know how to skin a bear?
Yes.
Oh, Lucy, let's go and sit down a fair way off. I know what a horrid and messy business this will be.
Good idea.
The boys and the dwarf cut off as much of the best meat as they could carry. Raw meat is not a nice thing to fill one's pockets with, but they folded it up in fresh leaves and made the best of it. They were all experienced enough to know that they'd feel quite differently about these squashy and unpleasant parcels when they'd walked long enough to be really hungry. On they trudged again. The sun grew warmer, and they took their helmets off and carried them. Everybody's spirits rose. About an hour later, Edmund said,
I suppose we are going the right way.
I don't see how we can go wrong, as long as we don't bear too much to the left. If we bear too much to the right, the worst that can happen is wasting a little time by striking the great river too soon and not cutting off the corner.
And again they trudged on with no sound except the thud of their feet and the jingle of their chain shirts. A good deal later, Edmund said,
Where's this bally rush got to?
I certainly thought we'd have struck it by now, but there's nothing to do but keep on.
And still they trudged on, and their mail shirts began to feel very hot and heavy.
What on earth?
They had come without seeing it almost to the edge of a small precipice from which they looked down into a gorge with a river at the bottom. On the far side, the cliffs rose much higher. None of the party except Edmund and perhaps Trumpkin was a rock climber.
I'm sorry. It's my fault for coming this way. We're lost. I've never seen this place before.
Oh, do let's go back and go the other way. I knew all along we'd get lost in these woods.
Susan, don't nag at Peter like that. It's so rotten, and he's doing all he can.
And don't you snap at Sue like that either. I think she's right.
Oh, tubs and tortoise shells. If we've got lost coming, what chance have we of finding our way back again? And if we're to go back to the island and begin all over again, even supposing we could, we might as well give the whole thing up. Miraz will have finished with Caspian before we get there, at any rate.
You think we ought to go on?
I'm not sure the High King is lost.
What?
What's to hinder this river being the Rush?
Because the Rush is not in a gorge.
Ah, Your Majesty says it is. But oughtn't you to say was? You knew this country hundreds, it may be 1,000 years ago. Mayn't it have changed?
I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah. And anyway, even if this is not the Rush, it's flowing roughly north, and so if we go downstream to our right, we'll hit the Great River. Perhaps not so high as we'd hoped, but at least we'll be no worse off than if you'd come my way.
Trumpkin, you're a brick. Come on then, down this side of the gorge.
Right.
Oh. Look!
What?
Look!
What?
The lion!
Where?
Aslan himself! What? Didn't you see him?
Do you really mean it?
Where do you think you saw him?
Don't talk like a grown-up! I didn't think I saw him. I saw him!
Where, Lou?
Yes, where?
Right up there, between those mountain ashes. No, this side of the gorge. And up, not down.
Where?
Just the opposite of the way you want to go. And he wanted us to go where he was, up there.
How do you know that was what he wanted?
I just know. By his face.
Her Majesty may well have seen a lion. There are lions in these woods, I've been told. But it needn't have been a friendly and talking lion any more than the bear was a friendly and talking bear.
Oh, don't be silly. Do you think I don't know Aslan when I see him?
He'd be a pretty elderly lion by now, if he's the one you knew when you were here before. And if it could be the same one, what's to prevent him having gone wild and witless like so many others?
Wild and witless? If you had any idea of Aslan,
Lucy,
then you would...
No! Trumpkin doesn't understand. How could he? You must just take it, Trumpkin, that we do really know about Aslan.
We do.
A little bit about him, I mean. And you mustn't talk about him like that again. Now, the only question is whether Aslan was really there.
But I know he was.
Yes, Lucy, but we don't, you see.
There's nothing for it but a vote.
All right. You're the eldest, Trumpkin. What do you vote for? Up or down?
Down.
Oh.
I know nothing about Aslan, but I do know that if we turn left and follow the gorge up, it might lead us all day before we found a place where we could cross it. Whereas if we turn right and go down, we're bound to reach the Great River in about a couple of hours. And if there are any real lions about, we want to go away from them, not towards them.
What do you say, Susan?
Well, don't be angry, Lucy, but I do think we should go down.
Oh.
I'm dead tired. Do let's get out of this wretched wood into the open as quick as we can. And none of us except you saw anything.
But Edmund?
Well, there's just this. When we first discovered Narnia a year ago, or 1,000 years ago, whichever it was Lucy who discovered it first, and none of us would believe her. I was the worst of the lot, I know. Yet she was right after all. Wouldn't it be fair to believe her this time?
Edmund.
I vote for going up.
Oh, Edmund!
And now it's your turn, Peter. And I do hope that you
Oh, be quiet and let a chap think. I'd much rather not have to vote.
You are the High King.
Yes.
I say... down.
Ah, right.
Oh.
I know Lucy may be right after all, but I can't help it. We must do one or the other.
Oh, Peter!
Then let's go down. Come on.
Oh.
Keep along the edge of the gorge was not so easy as it had looked. Before they'd gone many yards, they were confronted with young fir woods growing on the very edge. and after they tried to go through these, stopping and pushing for about 10 minutes, they realized that in there it would take them an hour to do half a mile. So they came back and out again and decided to go round the fir wood. This took them much further to their right than they wanted to go, far out of sight of the cliffs and the sound of the river, till they began to be afraid they'd lost it altogether. Nobody knew the time, but it was getting to the hottest part of the day. When they were able at last to go back to the edge of the gorge, they found the cliffs on their side of it a good deal lower and more broken. Soon they found a way down into the gorge and continued the journey at the river's edge. As they went on, the rush began to fall more and more steeply. Their journey became more and more of a climb and less of a walk. In places, even a dangerous climb over slippery rock with a nasty drop into dark chasms and the river roaring angrily at the bottom. It was maddening. Everyone knew that if once they were out of the gorge on that side, they would have only a smooth slope and a fairly short walk to Caspian's headquarters. But the cliffs remained cruel, and no break appeared. Of course, if the children had attempted a journey like this a few days ago in England, they'd have been in trouble. I think I've explained before how Narnia was altering them. Even Lucy was by now, so to speak, only one-third of a little girl going to boarding school for the first time. And two-thirds of Queen Lucy of Narnia. Finally, the river gorge had just made a bend, and the whole view spread out beneath them.
At last!
Oh, hurrah!
Those are, or were, the fords of Baruna over there.
And there's the bridge.
Yes.
How peculiar to see a town there.
Peculiar?
We fought the Battle of Baruna just where the town is.
Mm.
This cheered the boys more than anything. You can't help feeling stronger when you look at a place where you won a glorious victory, not to mention a kingdom, hundreds of years ago. They were all getting on at a quicker pace now. The going became easier. Though there were still sheer cliffs on their left, the ground was becoming lower on their right. Soon it was no longer a gorge at all, only a valley. Then, all at once...
Get down!
Oh,
someone is shooting arrows at us. Quick, get back.
Crawl. To where?
Back up the hill. Come on.
Come on now.
Quick as you can.
Quick to
the hill. Keep down. Whoever is loosing those arrows doesn't seem to be following us.
That's a relief.
They're only sentries, I expect. But it means that Miraz has an outpost down there. Oh, bottles and battledores. It was a near thing.
I ought to have my head smacked for bringing us this way at all.
Oh, on the contrary, Your Majesty. For one thing, it wasn't you. It was your royal brother, King Edmund, who first suggested going by Glasswater.
I'm afraid Trumpkin's right.
And for another, if we'd gone my way, we'd have walked straight into that new outpost, more likely. Or at least had just the same trouble avoiding it. Oh, I think this Glasswater route has turned out for the best.
Blessing in disguise.
Some disguise? Ah, well, I suppose we'll have to go right up to the gorge again now.
Lucy, you're a hero. That's the nearest you've got today to saying, I told you so. Let's get on.
And as soon as we're well up into the forest, I'm going to light a fire and cook supper. And I have no doubt that after a good night's sleep, we'll reach King Caspian tomorrow.
Yes.
Come on.
Come on.